Okay, we were a little bit behind yesterday. We left off in Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, about the middle of the page. Amar Rabba says the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Amar Rav. Rabba says the name Rav. Hamakdish Avdo Yatzel Lecheres. If a person makes his Eved Hegdish, the Eved automatically goes free. So my timer. Why does the Eved automatically go free if I made him Hegdish? Because what could I possibly have meant when I said that my Eved should be Hegdish? Gufe Lo Kadosh. Certainly the Eved's Guf itself doesn't become Kadosh because that can't happen. The Eved is not roy to be brought for a Karban. He's not able to be used for Bedek Habayis, for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. So there's no possibility that his guf itself is what's kadosh. That can't be what I meant. L'dami lo ka'amar, I never said that his value should be to Hegdish. I said that he should be Hegdish. Had I said that his value should go to Hegdish, so fine, then I would just write a check for his value. But I didn't say that. So therefore, what do I mean when I said that the Eved should be Hegdish? D'lehavi am kadosh ka'amar. Obviously, what I must have meant is that he should be an am kadosh, that he should be part of an am kadosh. Rav Yosef Amar Rav, and Rav Yosef says in the name of Rav, Hamafkir Avdo Yatzel Lecherus. If someone makes his Eved Hefker, the Eved goes Lecherus, he goes free. Mad Yamar Maktish Kol Shkein Mafkir. If you say that even when I'm Maktish an Eved, he goes free, then certainly when I'm Mafkir an Eved, then all the more so he should go free. Mad Yamar Mafkir, but the one who says that if I'm Mafkir the Eved, he goes free, might not say the same about Maktish. Will probably say Avol Makdish Lo, that if I Makdish the Eved, I try to make him Hegdish, that he will not go free, because after all, Dilma L'damika Amar. Maybe when I was Makdish him, I didn't really mean that he should become an Am Kadosh. Maybe I meant that his value should become Hegdish. Maybe I meant to make a donation to Hegdish and nothing further. By Mafkir, you can't say that. By Mafkir, there's no other choice. What else could I mean by Mafkir, other than the fact that he's Yotze L'Cherus? But either way, Rav certainly holds that when I'm mafkir an Eved, the Eved goes free. It's only a question whether Rav holds the same when I'm makdish an Eved. So, frakta gemara yibayulahu, tsarich ketshichur or lo tsarich? When I'm mafkir this Eved, or makdish, according to the day that makdish goes free as well, do I also need to give him a get shichur, or is the act of making him hefker, making him hegdish, alone enough to let him go totally free? So Tashema, Adam Rav Chia Barav, Namar Rav, Echad Zeh, Yatzal Echeirus, Vitzarech Get Shichur. So Rav says, absolutely, he does need a Get Shichur. This is against the opinion of Shmuel, which we had on Lamed Chesem and Aleph, where Shmuel says that, no, once you're Mafkir, you're Eved, he doesn't even need a Get Shichur. Once the Kinyan Mamun and the Eved is gone, the Kinyan Isser goes away as well. So I'm a Rabba, Umosvina Nashmaitin. We can ask, basically, if that's going to be the position, that he goes free and you don't even and you still need to get shichur, so we can ask the following question. Hamakdish nechasav ahayu behen avadim, if a person is makdish his possessions, and amongst his possessions he has avadim. So based on what we said just now, if a person has avadim that he's makdish, they go free, meaning they become an am kadosh, they become regular Jews, they go free from their avdus, and you need to write a get shichur for them. So what does it say over there? If you're makdish your nechasim, and amongst the nechasim there are avadim, it says ein agiz barin rashayin lo tzion lecherus avol mochnos on la'achirim va'achirim otzinos on lecherus. The gizbarim, the treasurers, the people who are in charge of the monies of Hegdish, are not allowed to free the avadim, but what they can do is they can sell the avadim to somebody else, and that somebody else will let them free. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Afu Nosin Demei Atzma, and Rebbe says, no, I hold that the Eved can give his own value of Yotze and go free, because you're like selling the Eved to himself. But don't you see? Apparently you were Makdish the Eved. He didn't go free at the time that you were Makdish him. Apparently you were Makdish the Eved, and the Eved actually now, at least there's a Kinyan Mammon that Hegdish has for him. Apparently he belongs to Hegdish in a certain sense. Don't you see this directly against Rav, or Rav Yosef in the name of Rav, in the name of Rav, who said that he's Yotze L'Cherus? Just parenthetically, the term Omer Ani is something that comes up. Only Rebbe apparently uses that term throughout Chaz, at least up until this point, through from Brachos to here, I think, as far as we've seen, only Rebbe uses that term, Omer Ani. So while in translating into English, it sounds like a little gaivadik, right? When you translate into English, it sounds Omer Ani, but I say, as if everyone should care about what I say more than anything else, Rav Yosef Engel writes that it's actually a term of anivus, is that I'm not saying this is or this is a fact, I'm just saying this is what I think. Rav Yosef Engel thinks it's the equivalent of La'anius Daiti. So it's a term of anivus, which is befitting of Rebbe, because Rebbe was the one at the end of Masechta Sota, Mishemesh Rebbe Batla Anava, that he was the last paradigm of true anivus. So that's the term Omer Ani. But in the context of our Gemara, back to our issue over here, the question is, apparently over here you see, now when you matish the Eved, he actually belongs to Agdish. So says the Gemara, Masnisan Karmas Alei the Rav, you're going to ask a stira between a Mishnah and Rav. Rav Tanu Upalug, that's not a problem. Rav is a Tana, he's allowed to argue. Tashma, another possible Raya. Ach kol cherim me adam elu avadav shuvchosav akananim. The Gemara darshins a pasuk, the Brisa darshins a pasuk, it says ach kol cherim, which is a type of hegdish, or a type of way of making something hegdish. When you make it a cherim, cherim esher yachrim ish la'ashem, the pasuk says mikol asher lo, person can make anything a cherim la'ashem from anything that he has, and the pasuk says explicitly me adam uvehema mistayachuzaso, etc. So don't you see how a person can make an adam hegdish, and the Brisa just translating the pasuk really says elu avadav shivchasa knanim. The reason why it's important to say that the Brisa is simply translating the pasuk is we just asked another Brisa against Rav, and we said you can't ask that because Rav tanu hu upalit. Now Rashi points out this Brisa is a better kasha because this Brisa isn't the Brisa; it's really the pasuk that we're asking against Rav. You see, in a pasuk that you're able to be maktish an eved. So says Gemara hacha b'mayaskinan da'amar l'dami. You have to say that the pasuk is talking about where you are maktish the eved for his value. So why didn't we say the same thing about the first Brisa? Why didn't we say that the case of the first Brisa where you're maktish kol nechasav, you're maktish everything that you have, and avadim are included in everything that you have, that the gizbarim are allowed to sell him to somebody who can then be motziim lecheres, maybe that's also talking about when you're maktish him for his value, rather than just being maktish him straight, and therefore that first Brisa doesn't have to disagree with Rav either. Says the Gemara, ihachi eina gizbarim rashan lotzion lecherus, gizbarim ma'evi detayu. Why would the Brisa say that gizbarim can't send him out to cherus? What do you mean? What role would the gizbarim play in freeing him? If you're only maktish him for his value, it means you agreed to send a check. I mean, you never sent the Eved at all. So of course the Gizbarim don't send him out to Cheres. The Gizbarim never even see the Eved. They see a check for his value. So what, it has nothing to do with anything. And furthermore, that Brisa said that you sell him, the Gizbarim sell him to others, and those others send him to Cheres. What are these Acherim doing over here? The Gizbarim got a check. They didn't get an Eved. What are they selling to somebody else? And somebody else? They're not selling the Eved. And furthermore, Rebbe Omer Omer Aniyafu Nosein Demeyatzul V'yotzei Rebbe's opinion that the Eved can pay his own value and go free. If we're only talking about the value of the Eved, what are you selling the Eved to himself? They don't have control over the Eved himself. So we had two attempted Rayas to try to prove Rav to be incorrect. So Tashma, let's try a third Raya, but a third and final Raya. Says Mar Tashma, Hamakdish Avdo Osava Ochel Shalohikdish Aladama. The person is Makdish his Eved. The Eved continues to work, and you can enjoy the benefit of that work, even though we don't say that work belongs to Hegdish, right? You're allowed to enjoy the benefit of that work because Shalom Hegdish al Adamav. When you're Matish the Eved, you only really meant to say that it should be that its value should be Kadosh. So Hamani Rabbi Meir Damar Einad the Motzi Dvarav Levatal. So meaning the point is that you see that he's not Yotzei Lecherus. What you mean to say when you're being Matish Shirevet is that his value should be Hegdish. So says Gemara, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says that generally speaking, a person wouldn't use the word hegdish for no reason. Where the context of Rabbi Meir's psak is the Torah assigns an erech value for a different age and different gender people, but there is no erech value for someone who's less than 30 days old, for a little baby who's less than 30 days old. He's not considered ben kayama at that point, so you don't have an erech value for someone who's less than 30 days old. So the context of Rabbi Meir's opinion is in Maseches Erechin, Rabbi Meir says that if a person is ma'arich pachos mi ben chodesh, he says, I'm going to pay the erech value of someone who's less than 1 month old. So Meir says, you don't pay his erech value, you pay his market value. You pay his real value on the slave market rather than the erech value, because there is no erech value. And the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say, no, you don't pay anything because it doesn't mean anything. There is no Erech value, there's nothing. You didn't say you're paying his real value, so you mean nothing. Rameir says, no, it can't be you meant nothing. Person doesn't is not motzi dvar of levatali. He doesn't say something just for the fun of it. He must have meant something. So we have to figure out what he meant. He couldn't have meant erech, so he must have meant something else. So over here, it's a little bit of a different kind of case. Over here, you're matish the eved. The question is not whether you meant nothing or whether you meant to make him hegdish l'damin. The question is whether you meant to free him, to make him to make him an am kadosh, or whether you meant to make him hegdish l'damim. But still the Gemara refers to that as motzi dvar of levatala. And the way Rashi says it is because a person wouldn't even use the word hegdish levatala. To free him, you don't need to use the word hegdish. By the fact that you're saying the word hegdish, that you wouldn't be motzi levatala. You take the word hegdish very seriously. In general, we find that people were very serious about hegdish and about being very careful about hegdish. So like the Gemara in Pesachim, at the beginning of Pesachim, says that even though if you have chametz shel goy in your house, you need to build a mechitza around the chametz so that you shouldn't come to use it. Chametz shel hegdish is not even necessary because bedili inshiminei. People are very, very careful about hegdish anyway. They're always going to be on guard. They're not going to touch hegdish. So perhaps in the language with which you make things hegdish as well, a person's always going to be very careful how he even throws around the term hegdish. So that's Rav Meir Shita. Hachinam mistaver, and it's mistaver to say that brisa is aligned with Rabbi Meir. The Katani Seifa, because the Seifa that brisa says v'chein hu shehigdish atzmo osu v'yochel shlo hegdish aludamav, that if a person is makdish himself, not in the Eved now, a regular person is makdish himself, he doesn't have to worry that every bit of work that he does is hegdish. No, he can still benefit from his own work, because all he meant to be makdish is his value. He didn't mean to be makdish anything else. So that line of the brisa about the person being makdish himself, iam Rabbi Shlomo Rav Meir he shapir. So if you say that it's going like Rav Meir, that a person is not motzi dvar levatala, so very good. I understand why we say he's makdish his value. Eli iam et Rabbanan he. But if you're going to say it's going like the Rabbanan, Bishlam Avdol Ledamikai, I understand very well when you're makdish the eved, you can say that it means something. You can say that I'm makdish his value. Eliyu ledamikai, meaning because the eved is a commodity, is a tradable commodity, is a sellable commodity. But am I a regular ben chorin considered something that's a normal commodity that could be that stands to be sold and stands to be bought? Meaning, am I standing there? Am I something that value is easily assigned to? That's what I would mean when I say that I'm makdish myself. No, but if you say like Rav Meir, it fits very well because they know the makdish. Another motzi dvar of levatala, so that must be what he means. Interestingly, the Rambam paskins that if a person is makdish as atzmo, he's osiva ochel. That shalom hikdish al adam. If he paskins exactly like this seifa of this brisa, the Mishnah Melech asks, how could he paskin like the seifa of the brisa? The Gemara says that the seifa of the brisa only goes according to the shita of Rabbi Meir. And which sheet of Rameir? The sheet of Rameir that ain't other motzi dvar levatala. If you look at the Rambam by Hilchos Erechin, when the Rambam talks about being makdish, someone who's pachos mi ben chodesh, who's less than a month old, the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Meir. The Rambam paskins that other motzi dvar of levatala over there. So how come by the case of a pachos mi ben chodesh, the Rambam paskins that a person would be motzi dvar of levatala, and over here all of a sudden he paskins that like Rabbi Meir that ain't other motzi dvar of levatala? So some sofer is miyashev that you have to say that there are different levels of motzi dvar levatala, meaning there are certain cases where it's obvious that any reasonably educated person should know better. For instance, a person, there are certain things people don't make a mistake about, meaning a person should know that you can't be makdish your own guf to belong to hegdish. Right? That's something that's obvious that a person should know. On such a case, you must have meant something else. But when you put how well do most people know the parsha of Erechin? If they even know that there exists such a parasha of Erechin, they're ahead of the game, right? So if they know that something that's, how many people know that a baby less than 30 days old doesn't have an Erech? It could be that it was an honest mistake. The guy really meant to give the Erech of a baby less than 30 days old. He didn't know that there was no Erech. So you could say, okay, so he didn't say anything. You're not going to say, oh, because they know the Motzi Dvar Levatala, he must have meant something else. No, in that case, the Rambam will say, he made a mistake, so he didn't say anything, so it doesn't mean anything. But in a case where a person definitely knew that what he was saying cannot be taken literally and cannot literally have any meaning, then we have to figure out what did he really mean. Then we have to figure out if there's something else, like in the case where a person is makdish himself. Says Gemara Vayta, Lema Ketanai, maybe this whole issue of whether a person who's makdish is eved, whether it works, whether there's any kedusha or not, is in fact a machlokas tanaim. Hamakdish avdo in molin baram shumim gamliel or molin besaro. The Tanakhama says if you're makdish, you're eved, there's no mi'ila on the eved. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you do violate mi'ila when you get hana from the hair of that eved. Leaving out the word hair for now, the Gemara will get back to that. Let's just assume it's a straight up machlokas. When you're makdish the eved, is there a violation of mi'ila on the eved or not? So my lava, kamilfi the marsav kadosh, marsav lo kadosh, isn't this the machlokas, whether the eved becomes kadosh or not when you're makdishin? So says Gemara v'tizbra, hay molin vein molin bo, hay kadosh veino kadosh mi bayilei. If that were the machlokas, then the language is a little off. If the machlokas were whether they were kadosh or not, it should say whether that should be the words of the Braisa. That Tanakhama says kadosh, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says Tanakhama says ain't no kadosh, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it is kadosh. That's not what it says. It says molin. Apparently, Ella de kuli alma kadosh. Apparently, everyone's working with the premise that there is kedusha here. The question is it a kedusha that lends itself to a mi'ila violation? V'hacha b'hacha miflugi, demar savar avda kimikarkai dami, umar savar kimitalfli dami. The machlokas is whether the eved has a din of karka. There is a halacha, ein mi'ila b'karkaos. So if the eved has a full din of karka, he may be kadosh, but there's no mi'ila. If he doesn't have a din of karka, if he has a din of metaltalin, so he's kadosh and there's mi'ila. But everyone agrees with the basic idea that he's absolutely kadosh. The idea that avda kemekarkai dami, the Rashbam in Maseches Babasra Dav Kuv Chav Ches, a number of other Rishonim also write this, that the idea of avda kemekarkai dami, that an eved has a din of karka, is true lagabe the kinds of kinyanim you would make on an eved. It's true about the idea that you wouldn't take a shvua on an eved, just like a nishba and ala karkaos, that there's no din of ona'a on an eved, just like there's no din of onah on karkos. But regarding a gvias balchov, regarding collection, when we deal with achrayus and shtaros and things like that, so the eved would certainly have a din of metaltalin, because that issue is totally dependent on what a person is sumik das on. Meaning, when I lend you money, I'm sumik das on the fact that you have property that will always be there, and I'll always know where to find it, and I'll always be able to come collect from. By metaltalin, I'm not sumik das, because you can always hide metaltalin. Well, an eved can also be hidden. An eved can also be moved around, so there is no smichus das on the eved. So it's not a magic that the eved for everything has a din of karka. For certain halachos, where the logic is not just what he is objectively called, but there's some logic to the chilik between karka and metaltalin, you have to see if the eved fits that logic or not. The Tosfos is bothered. I'm going to say Eved is like Karka. The Gemara Maseches Babasra says if a person is Makdish a bar Malei Mayim, he can violate Me'ila by getting Hana from both the bar and from getting Hana from the water. And the Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Shmuel that how do you get Hana from the bar? By keeping stuff in there, by hiding things in the bar. But I thought there's no Me'ila b'mechubel karka. So Tosfos says it must be that that's an incorrect pshat. That the pshat of Rabbeinu Shmuel, which I assume is the Rashbam in Bava Basra, that you can violate Me'ila by using a bar, by hiding things in it, is incorrect because that's karka, and ein mi'ila b'karkaos. So clearly, Tosa says it must be incorrect. What it must mean is, if you dig out some of the dirt and you use the dirt, that's the mi'ila issue. But either way, back to us. What do we see? The machlokas, whether you violate mi'ila by getting hana from your eved or your makdish, is only an issue of whether the eved has a din of karka or metaltalin. Frek the Gemara Viter, if that's the machlokas, now let's pay attention to that last word that we ignored before. Why do they only argue about the hair? Why don't they argue about the rest of the body also? Why the focus on the Eved's hair? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you give me Ila, you violate me Ila by his hair as well. Normally, ihachi, the words ihachi, mean that based on the previous answer, we have this question. The Rashba points out that over here, ihachi is not really meduyak. Over here, ihachi doesn't mean what it normally means. Because even if you just see the Braisa without saying any pshat in the Braisa, even if they're arguing whether the Eved is kadosh or not, you could still ask the question, well, why do they argue about the hair? If the machlokas is whether the eved has any kedusha or not, you could ask why they're arguing about the hair. Other Rishonim say the Tosa Rush writes that the ihachti can be understood as follows. If they're arguing whether the eved is kadosh, I understand the emphasis on the hair because you want to be mechadesh that not only is the eved kadosh, the hair is also kadosh, even though it only seems like it's tafel to the eved. But if they're arguing about if everyone agrees that it's kadosh, and they're arguing about meila, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wants to give me a chiddush that you could violate Mi'ila, wouldn't it be a bigger Kiddush to tell me I could violate Mi'ila on the Guf Ha'eved, which is certainly much more like Karka than his hair is? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel should have focused on the Guf and not on the hair. Either way, the question is, what's the focus on the hair? Ella says the Gemara, a third pshat in the Braisa. De Kuli Alma Avdika Mekarka Yadami. Everyone really agrees that an Eved has a din of Karka. And therefore, even if the Eved were Kadosh, there should be no Mi'ila. They're arguing about whether you can violate Mi'ila on his hair, bedafka. The rest of his body, certainly not, because it's karka. The question is, what about hair that's ready to be cut? If it's hair that's omed ligazis, it's ready to be cut, so can you then do you then violate Mi'ila? Do we assume mar savar kigazus dami, mar savar lav kigazus dami? One shita holds that hair that's the Tanakama holds that hair that's meant to be cut is not considered as if it's cut yet, and therefore there's no Mi'ila because it's still part of the body of the Eved. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that hair that's meant to be cut, that's ready to be cut, is as if it's already off, and therefore it's mitaltalin, and you can violate Mi'ila on the hair. We've mentioned in the past, some sofer is a chuvin, yardeas and kuf tzadi hei. According to the Shita, Sarah Omid Gazis is kigazos dami, he has a shayla. Apparently the minug used to be in, I don't know if it still is, I'm not in these circles so much, but in Hasidic circles, the minug used to be that they would, in the Hungarian circles, that what they would do is, the kala, when she would get married, she would keep her hair, she wouldn't shave her head on the first night, but she'd go to the mikveh before the wedding, they'd have the bia rishona and she would still have her hair, and then after the bia rishona, the next morning, she would shave off all of her hair. So someone asked the Chassam Sofer, isn't that a major halachic problem with her tevila? If you can have a woman who's never going to shave her hair, so fine, it's not omid ligazis, it's not meant to be cut, so it's not a chatzitza at all. But if she's going to cut it, how could she go to the mitzvah when she still has it, when she still has her hair? Isn't that going to be a chatzitza? It's omid ligazis. So the Chassam Sofer says that there's a detail of that rule that's critical. Whenever we say kala omid li is ki, whenever we say something that stands to have X happened to it, it's as if it's already happened, that's only if there's nothing else that has to happen in between. If you're already at the stage where you're up to it. For instance, kala omid lizro kizaruk dami. Anything that's omid to, any dam that's omid to be nizrak al gabe mizbech is as if it's thrown on the mizbech, only applies after the Kabbalah Saddam. Prior to the Kabbalah Saddam, you don't say kol ami lizarik kizarik dami, because there's something else that needs to be done first. The Kabbalah. You need to do something else in between. But in our case, Chassam Sofer says, since she needs to do the Bia Rishona before she's going to, she's keeping her hair for the Bia Rishona. So since she needs to do the Bia Rishona before she's going to shave her head, so therefore you wouldn't say Kala Omed Ligazis Kugazis Dami. It wouldn't be so. Okay. The Ramban writes that it has to be talking about the case of the hair over here, getting a hana from the hair, has to be talking about where you nana from the hair while it's still on the eved. But if you would be tolish the hair and then get it, meaning let's say I'm makdish the eved that has hair that needs to be cut, and then I'm tolish the hair and I use the hair, then everyone would agree, the Ramban says, that there's a violation of Mi'ila. If even though at the time that I'm makdish it, it's still attached, if when I'm getting hana from it, it's already detached, everyone would agree that it's that you would violate Mi'ila. Because the Mi'ila violation is not determined based on the time that you're makdish it, it's based on the time that you actually get the hana from it. As long as the hektish was chal at the time that you were makdish it. Not everyone agrees with that. Ramban, Rabbi Natam and Sefer Yasha disagrees, and he says, no, the machlokas in our Gemara is bidafka in a case where you're tolish it and then you get hana from it. Anyway, says the Gemara, so if that's the machlokas, whether Sarah Amid Ligzos is Kugaz's dummy, Lema Hani Tanai Kani Tanai. Maybe that machlokas lines up very nicely with the following machlokas. There are certain things that are like karka but not really like karka, and the chum don't agree with him. Ketzad, what are we talking about? Esuk of Antunas Mesati Lach, Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, I gave you to watch for me 10 grapevines full of grapes. Vahalomer, Einan El Chamesh, and he says, I don't know what you're talking about, you only gave me 5. So normally we have a din of Moda B'mitzvah says Chayav V'Shvua. On a Daraisa level, Moda B'mitzvah says Chayav V'Shvua. But, Ein Nishba in Ala Karkaos. If the issue of debate is a piece of land, then there is no Chayav Shvua. What about Gifanim Tu'unos? What about vines full of grapes? Is that called karka, or is that called talush? Granted, right now the grapes are still on the vine, but eventually they'll be picked off the vine. So Rameir Mechayev, Rameir says it's Yechayev Eshvua, it's not called karka. The Chum Mamrim call Mechub LeKarka, karka, and the Chum say, no, it's still attached to the ground, it's considered like part of the ground. Vam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Anavim Ha'om Dosi Batzarike Benayu, that the case that they're disagreeing about are grapes that are ready to be picked. Rameir Savar Kibitzurus Damian, Rabbanan Savar Lav Kibitzurus Damian. Rameir holds if they're ready to be picked, it's as if they've already been picked. And the Chacham is saying, no, it's not. They're still attached to the ground, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Shvua. So don't you see, the Machlokas lines up exactly with the Machlokas about Seyar Ha'omed Ligazes. So says Gemara, no, the two Machlokas are not identical. Afilu Teim Rameir, Ad Kal Nokam Rameir Hasam, Elba Anavim, Dekam Dekam in Mikhash Khishi. Why does Rameir say that the grapes that are ready to be picked are considered as if they're already detached from the ground? That's because when you have grapes that are ready to be picked, the longer they stay on the vine, the worse they get. So they don't benefit at all from being on the vine. Adrab, it hurts them to remain on the vine. But when you have hair, human hair, so long as it's attached to a live body, it gets more and more beautiful. It grows longer and thicker and more beautiful. So the human hair doesn't get worse as it's attached to the body. It actually gets stronger as it's attached to the body. This line of Gemara seems to be against the Ritva on this Gemara. The Ritva on this Gemara says that you have to look at... The Ritva is bothered because the Gemara Masech Ksubas Daf Nun Aleph just takes it for a davar pashut which way does Gemara say that it is kegazes? I think that kala omed ligazes is kegazes dami, kala omed litlosh is ketalosh dami. So the Ritva is bothered. Why don't we quote the machlokas? So the Ritva says you have to say that there are three levels. Sometimes when something is attached, it will benefit by remaining attached for longer. And he says, in that case, when something's going to benefit by remaining attached for longer, everyone would agree it's kemachlubar. Sometimes when it's attached, it will get worse the longer it remains attached. In that case, everyone would agree it's ketalish, it's not considered mechlubar. And sometimes it's parif. It's not going to get better or worse, but it's still hanging around. That's where you're going to have the machlokas. Seems against this Gemara, because we're saying Rabbi Meir holds his opinion by anavim, which get weaker. So you see that you have the machlokas, Rameir and the Chachamim, by the grapes which get weaker. So the Ritva deals with that and says, you have to, or I don't remember if it was the Ritva or a footnote in the Mosar of Kuk Ritva, someone deals with it and says you have to say there are levels of getting weaker. There's some significant getting weaker, in which case everyone would agree that it's no longer considered attached. And then there's a minor, you know, when it's going down in quality in some minor way. Okay, in terms of the issue of hair in general, of whether hair is considered to be something that's already detached when it's omed litalish. So this obviously has a major nafkamina legabi hilchus tefillin and chatzitza for tefillin. Hair in general is always an issue, even if it's not omed ligzos. It has issues regarding hilchus tefillin. I wrote an article on it. You can find it on the website. Okay, Kisalik Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Lahayishmaita Derav Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So when Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef said this teaching of Rav in front of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning this idea that if you're Makdish Neved, if you're Mafkir Neved, he's Yotzei L'Cheirus, and you require a Get Shechur, Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan's reaction was, Amar Rav Hachi? Really? Rav said that? So Frek the Gemara, why is he so surprised? V'hu lo amar hachi? Does Rabbi Yochanan not say the same thing? V'amru lam Rabbi Yochanan mafkir av liyatul l'cheres v'tzar ket shichur. We say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if you're mafkir, you're aved, he goes free and you require a get shichur. So Rabbi Yochanan agrees. So hachi kamar lay. This is what Rabbi Yochanan's surprise was. Amar Rav kavasi? His surprise meant it was, what, Rav really holds like me? Others say no. The way the conversation went was that when they reported Rav's teaching to Rabbi Yochanan, they said, Rav holds if you mafkir the Eved, he goes free. And they didn't get to finish the sentence and say, and he still needs to get shichur. So they never got to finish the sentence. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan's reaction was, V'lo Amarav Tzarech get shichur? He didn't say you need to get shukr also. Rabbi Yochanan, Tamid, Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Mach Gavli, Yassel Cheres, it's hard to get shukr. And the reason Rabbi Yochanan is so strong about that is because Rabbi Yochanan holds absolutely you do need to get shukr. Gufa, Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Mach Gavli, Yassel Cheres, it's hard to get shukr. Person is mafkir is eved. Rabbi Yochanan holds he goes free, and you need to get shukr. Eisver Rabbi Abba Leula ger shemesu vizvizu yisrael nechasav. A ger who has no relatives dies, and the different people are taking his nechasim because it's all hefker. Vahayu behen avadim, and amongst his nechasim, which now lechora became hefker, are avadim. Whether the Avadim are older, younger, doesn't make a difference. They're all Kona themselves to be free now, since they became Hefker, so they're free. Abishol says, no, there's a difference between the Avadim or Gedolim and the ones who are Ketanim. The Gedolim go free, but the Ketanim, whoever can acquire them, goes and acquires them. Meaning since the Ketanim don't have the ability to be Kona themselves, they don't have a Yad to be Kona themselves, so someone else has to be Kona them. So they can't be Kona themselves, anyone else can come along and be Kona them, and they're still going to have to be an Eved for that person. Frektosos, a Katan never is able to make a Kinyan. What about the fact that when a Katan finds a Metzia, he's Kona it, you're not allowed to rip it away from him, he's Kona the Metzia? So Tos says, no, that the Gemara says Beferish later on, Dafnan Test, is purely midrabanan, mipnei darkei shalom. You'll have a lot of crying kids. If every time they found a lollipop, you would be allowed to go and just rip it out of their hands and take it away from them. Right? So we say, a katan finds a metziah, he gets to keep it. He's able to be kona a metziah. That's only mipnei darkei shalom, only midrabanan. Frektosos weiter, what about the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah when it talks about the idea that on the first day of Sukkah you need to own your Dalin Minim? So the Gemara says that Lo Likni Inish Lulavali Yanuka Biyom Tov Rishon Di Yanuka Makni Kani Akhni Lo Makni. And we know the halacha, don't let the kid take your Dalin Minim before you on the first day of Sukkah, because we say a child has the ability to be Kona something, but he doesn't have the ability to be Makni it back to you. So he may be Yotze Chinuch to its greatest extent when you give it to the child, but you're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah. It's not going to be Lachem. He's not going to be able to be Makne back to you. But don't you see in that Gemara that he is able to be Kone? When you give it to him, he's able to be Kone? And it doesn't sound like that's Mipnei Darkei Shalom. So Tosa says, yeah, that's because in that case there's a Das Acheres Makne also. When you're being Makne it to him, so then he's able to be Kone it. But just to be Kona something on his own, that he's unable to do. With the Das Acheres Makno, so he's able to be Kona something. That leads to a discussion in the Achronim. Does Das Acheres Makno work Mida Oraisa or only Mida Rabbanan? The Pnei Yeshua says it sounds from the Tosfos that clearly it works Mina Torah. The Machna Ephraim quotes from Nemuka Yosef, thinks Pshan Nemuka Yosef, that it's only Makna Midrabanan. Exactly how Das Acheres Makna is also, again, a bigger sugya than we can really get into now. There's a famous Ktsos where the Ktsos says that Das Acheres Makna works Midin Zechiah, that it's like I'm Zocha for the Katan, the ability, the Das, to be Kona, which is a strange concept. It could be Zocha for the Katan, to the acquisition of something, but to be Zocha for him, the Das, that he doesn't have. The Ktsos suggests that's how Das Acheres Makna might work. It's against the Tosos, but whatever. Okay, not for now. Anyway, that's the Machlokas over here. Abishal says that slaves that of a ger who died, the Gedolim are Kona themselves, the Ketanim can't be Kona themselves, and therefore anyone else can be Kona them. But according to what we've been saying, according to what Rabbi Yochanan and Rab said for that matter, that when you're Mafkir and Eved, he's not automatically free. He needs to get Shikr also. Well, who wrote the get Shikr for these slaves? So Amar Dami Haimi Drabban Kazlo Gamri Inshi Shmaita. He says, wow, someone who asks such a question, you're acting like you never learned Torah before in your life. You know, it's like you never learned Gemara before. Vitaimai, okay, so do you care to explain why is it a bad question? So Amar Nachman Kasavar Ula Abdul Deger Ki Ishto. We have a special equation between the Eved of a Ger and his wife. My Ishto Mishtalcha Belo Get, Afavad Mishtalcha Belo Get. Just like when the Eved dies, his wife doesn't need a get. When the Eved dies, his Avadim don't need to get. It's different when you're mafkir someone and you're alive, and when something becomes hefker because you die. If you're mafkir the Eved when you're alive, you need to write a get shukr. But if it becomes hefker because you died, then it doesn't need to get shukr. So, then even a regular Yisrael who dies the Eved should go free without a get shukr. If the whole chiluk is between death, doing it when you're dead and when you're alive. So that's why we have pasuk. No, we know avadim go in Yerusha. So he doesn't go free, he goes to Yerusha to your children by a regular Yisrael case. Just that a ger doesn't have any yorshim, so then he becomes hefker. So then in the case where a person is mafker is Eved and then he dies, shouldn't the Eved automatically go free? Because here the Eved became hefker, and the death takes care of the shtar shichor problem. So the Eved should go automatically free. Why then does Amemra say that when you're mafker the Eved and you die, the Eved is ein lo takana, he has no, there's no way out for the Eved, he's stuck. So it says Gemara, the Amemra kasha. So yeah, in a chinami, it's going to be a problem for Amemra. Now, we're asking this whole line of questioning on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that when you're mafkir and everybody's yotzei l'cheres and he requires a get shechur, a meimar is going to be an even bigger kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel was the opinion we had in yesterday's daf that when you mafkir the Eved, he's yotzei l'cheres, doesn't even need a get shechur, he's totally free. Here you have a meimar saying if you're mafkir the Eved and then you die, the Eved is in big trouble. He's not free. But what do you mean? According to Shmuel, if you're mafkir the Eved, you're done right there. He's free. He doesn't even need to get shukr. Tosus points out, right, my ihachi. What's the ihachi over here? It's even a bigger, a memer is even a bigger kasha on Shmuel. Like we said before, ihachi has a specific connotation. It means, based on what we just said, we have a problem. But it's not based on Rabbi Yochanan that we have a problem. We have an even bigger problem, according to Shmuel. Okay, Tosus gives the Teretz. You can take a look. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Amar Rabbi Shoban Levi. Halacha Kabashol. We paskin like Kabashol over here that the Gedolim, the Avadim who are Gedolim that belong to the Ger go free, but the Ketanim are acquired by whoever goes in the Zocha in them. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Beferish Shmielach, Amar Klal Shmielach. Did you ever hear Beferish that that's in fact how we paskin? Did you ever hear Beferish from Rabbi Shoban Levi that we passed like that we passed like Abishol, or did you derive it from something else he said? So he says, my klala, what could he have derived it from? Dam Rabbi Shoban Levi, because Rabbi Shoban Levi also said, Amru Lefnei Rebbe, Amru Nisya Ashti Miploni Avdi Mahu. They asked the Shaila to Rebbe, what if a guy says that he was Miyayish from his Eved? Now Yeyosh, we assume, means Hefker. There are Chilukim between Yeyosh and Hefker. The Ketzos and Simon Tavav discusses what exactly the Chilukim are, but for our purposes, we're assuming Yeyosh means Hefker. A guy says, I was Mafkir, I was Miyayish on my Eved, what's the din? Amr Lahem, Rebbe said, Omer Ani, Ein Lo Takana, El B'Shtar. Rebbe says, I say that it's not good enough, you need a Shtar Shichur as well. Va'am Rabbi Yochanan, my time at the Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan explained, why does Rebbe say you need a Shtar? Gomer, Lala Me'isha, he derives, Lala Me'isha, Ma'isha B'Shtar, Afevinami B'Shtar. Just like an Isha requires a Shtar to go free, to not be married anymore, it requires a get, so to the Eved also requires a Shtar. The Kadiyakta Mina, and maybe that's all Rabbi Shoban Levi says. And you are Medayik from there, that Ki'isha, Ma'isha Isura Velomamona, Afevanami Isura Velomamona. That just since Rebbe learns from Isha, and so you know that Rebbe was only talking about an Eved Gadol who has the ability to be Kona himself. And therefore, when you were Mafkir him, all you have left is the Kinyan Isser Shabo. You don't have a Kinyan Mammon anymore because he was able to acquire himself when you were mafker him. So there's only the Isser to worry about, and that's why you need to get Shukr. But just like by Anisha. By Anisha, you don't own your wife. You don't have a Kinyan Mammon in your wife. You only have a Kinyan Isser. So the comparison between Isha and Eved only works with an Eved who you were mafkir and is a Gadol and is able to be Kona himself. But a Katan would be different. So that's how you were medayek, that we hold like Abishol, that by a katan, since there's no comparison to Anisha, if you're mafkir, you're Eved Katan, so he's not automatically free, even someone else can go and be zoche. So Amalei, Adarabba, so he said, if that's how you were medayek, that we pass like Abishol, dok min alidachki, so you could have derived the exact opposite. Ma'isha ben gadol ben katan, avev nami ben gadol ben katan. Maybe you should have made the comparison and said, just like you can give a get to Anisha ben gadol ben katana, you should be able to give the get to the Eved ben gadol ben katan. So I'm alay beferish Shmuley. He says, well, the whole discussion is irrelevant anyway, because I heard beferish from Rabbi Shimon Levi that that's how we passed, and it wasn't mechlala. A different version of the same discussion. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan ain halacha kabishal. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says Rabbi Yochanan held the halacha is not like Abishal. Rabbi Zeru, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba beferish Shmuley or mechlala Shmuley. Did you hear that directly from Rabbi Yochanan, or did you derive it from something else Rabbi Yochanan said? My klala, how could you have derived that from something else Rabbi Yochanan said? Again, the same case. A guy said, they asked Rebbe, what if a guy says I was miyayish from my avid? Mahu, what's the din? So Rebbe says, the only eitzah is to give him a shtar also. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, my time with the Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the svar for Rebbe? Because we compare the case of the Eved to a case of a wife. Just like a wife, you only get rid of the shtar, so too by the case of the Eved. So what's the diuk to say that we don't pass like Abishol? Because the act of Minah Kiisha, Ma'isha ben gadol ben katan, Afevnam ben gadol ben katan. Right, the maskana in the previous discussion, we're suggesting as the Havamin over here, the diuk is that you compare the Eved totally to an Isha. Just like the Isha, the get works, whether she's a gadol or a katan, so too by the Eved. So what's wrong with deriving from there that we don't pass from like Abishal? So says Gemara, no, Adrabba, dok mina lahakisa. My Isha isur v'lo mimona, afef nami isur v'lo mimona. Maybe just like by the Isha, we're talking about, obviously, a woman is someone who you have a kinyan isur in, but no kinyan mamon in. Maybe the case of the Eved that we're talking about is only a case of an Eved where there's an isur v'lo mimona, where it's an adult Eved who can be kona himself. Amalei said, it's irrelevant anyway, beferish merely. I heard beferish from Rabbi Yochanan that we don't pass him like Abishol. Amar Mar, Amar Lahem, Omar Ani, Ein Lo Takana El Bishtar. Rebbe Paskin in this case, where the guy says, I was miyayish from my Eved, Rebbe Paskin, the only Takana you have is with a shtar. Right, you need to write a shtar shifr. Frek the Gemara, Vatanya, Rebbe Omar Ani, Afu Nosin Dmeyatzim, Vyotzim Neshu Kamokrolo. Isn't Rebbe the same one who held that when you're Maktish your Eved, that the Eved can pay the Gizbar and acquire himself back? Where's the shtar over there? Don't you see money also works? That you can just pay his own value? So says Umar Hachi Kamar, Obekes of Obishtar. No, what Rebbe meant to say is one or the other. The Eved needs to either give his value or he's going to need a shtar shichur. The only thing is, in the particular case over here, where the Adon was miyayish from him, was mafkir him, hypakale kaspe. There's no longer a kinyan kesef anymore. So you can't talk in terms of money. The only option left is the shtar. Ulafuki mehaitana, and Rebbe comes to say the opposite of the following tana. That which we say that an eved can be nitar bekesef, can go free with kesef, is opposed to the following tana. The tana, Rabbi Shimon Omer Shimon Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon holds, yachol ye kesef gomer ba kederech sheshtar gomer ba. I might think that kesef accomplishes the same thing as shtar, meaning I might think that you could be meshachrer an eved through kesef, just like you could be meshachrer an eved through a shtar. Tam lomer, that's why I have a pasuk tell me not so. V'if the lomer nifdasa ura kol parsha kula lo chufsha lomer lach shtar gomer ba veina kesef gomer ba. The psukim come to teach me that only shtar can be meshachrer an eved. Kesef doesn't work to let an eved free. Amar Rami bar Chama, Amar Rami Nachman, alach Rabbi Shimon. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. Rav Yosef bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein alach Rabbi Shimon. That we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. Ashkei Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rav bar Shilta davakaya piska de beit tefila. He found Rav bar Shilta was standing by the doorway to the shul. He said, let me ask you, do we pass like Rabbi Shimon? Do we not pass like Rabbi Shimon? Can you let an Eved free through Kesef? He says, I hold that we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan dasim al-chuzah amri, amr b'zeir mishmeid Rav Nachman halacha. But others disagree and they say that halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. V'chiasai l'surah, ashchei l'Rabbi Chiyah bar Avin, amr lei, emali ezi guvaduv d'heicha ava. I saw Rabbi Chiyah bar Avin and he said, okay, tell me over the whole maisa, exactly how did it happen? What exactly is the shayla? Some lead, ahi amasa dava marash gemira. There was a woman who was a shivcha. Her master was on his deathbed. So she went and she cried to him. She said, I served you faithfully my whole life, your whole life. Armalei said to him, "Ad emas tishtabed v'teizal yitzah. How long am I going to have to be a slave for? Have some rachmanis." Shokel kamusei shadaba. He took off his hat and he threw it at her. Amarlan, he said, "Zil kani, go be kona the hat, and with the kinyan chalipin of the hat, kani ha, v'kani nafsheich, and you can be kona yourself." So Chalip is the equivalent of Mama. So you see, a Kinyan Kesef, he's telling her to free herself with. Also, the commander of Nachman, the Kemper of Nachman, Amalu, loss of Lokum. Rav Nachman says, absolutely invalid, she is not free. So Manda Chazal Savra Mishum Dalach Rav Shimon. So when we saw that Rav Nachman passing, she's not free, we thought that's because we passed like Rabbi Shimon, that Kesef doesn't work to let an Eved free. But Velohi, Al Mishum Davle Kelev Shal Makna. That's not at all the reason why he said that she's not free. It's because it's the Kelev Shal Makna. It's not a valid form of Kinyan Chalipin. Not only she's not free, she's not even Kona the hat. I mean, it's a totally invalid, even the Kinyan Kesef Shabo doesn't work. One more line. Amar Shmuel Barachitai, Amar Avamnuna Saba, Amar Yisrael Barashi, and Amar Avhuna, Amar Avamnuna, Halacha Krabi Shimon, that we all those rabbis said, Halacha Krabi Shimon, Velohi, Ein Halacha Krabi Shimon. But we don't pass in that way, we hold, Ein Halacha Krabi Shimon.